Welcome to GalacticConnection.com. We are committed to expanding perspectives, bringing forth cutting-edge information and education, and preparing and assisting the planet for the up-and-coming events associated with stepping out of this 3D matrix. We intend to connect minds and hearts around the globe in order to attain global unity and galactic acceptance. Every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, we will bring you the most current topics in the news, as well as education, research, healing information, and out-of-this-world perspectives regarding a variety of topics. For example, you can look forward to discussions on global communities, governments, countries, planets, solar systems, ancient civilizations, and beyond, in addition to metaphysical individuals, angels, extraterrestrials, UFOs, galactic brotherhoods, high councils, and ascended masters. Our guests are experts in these fields, and our GalacticConnection.com show promises to be very thought-provoking.
Let us be together, let us progress and triumph, let us gain energy and momentum. Lead us to clarity, feeling of unity, let there be peace, peace, peace and wonder.
Wow, that's quite the intro. Hey, I have with me today Rob Potter. Yay, Rob Potter is here from Thailand, guys. And I think everybody knows Rob's background. He's been around for a long time, giving seminars all over the world, trying to tell people all about his UFO contactee experience and his involvement with Fred Bell and all of his healing technologies that he's working on and his time spent with Sai Baba. And gosh, I could go on and on. But anyway, hey, we have some really exciting things to go over today. We're going to talk about all kinds of stuff, everything from stargates to healing technologies to secret photo galleries of spaceships and more. So, Rob, how you doing?
Very good, Alexandra, Julie. It's wonderful to be here with the both of you. In Thailand, I'm actually developing some very cool stuff here. I've been enjoying the beautiful culture. It's very gentle, very patient, and it's almost
that's
a feminine
very good
energy.
For you, Rob.
Yeah, exactly. very patient. It's a land of smiles, and it's gorgeous here, and just really enjoying the culture and developing these laser projects with a friend of mine I met in Egypt who's a member of the Dragon Society.
Ooh.
in China, and he's
very
a
cool
inventor scientist, and we got some stuff called the White Laser Program, which is some very advanced new healing technology we're developing.
Now tell me a little bit about this. Well, you know what, before I get into the white laser, I just want everybody to know that Julie Haskins is on the line with us today, and I would be remiss in not introducing her. She is the reason that we are here, and I just want to tell everybody hello, hello for Julie, because she's an awesome, awesome massage therapist and a healer and one of my very dearest friends. I could not be here today without Julie. So
Thank you.
Yay.
Thank you.
I'd like to thank Julie, too, because actually I should announce my website, thepromiserevealed.com. For those of you who are listening, either archived or live, feel free to go to that site right now. We're going to be talking about a whole bunch of new photo galleries I have up there, some really neat stuff that you can check out. And Julie actually was the one who at the Cobra Conference actually initiated my website, picked out a host for me, and got me going. I'm so tech unsavvy. I've had some help along the way. I'm still pathetically stumbling along in the creation of this, but I'm putting up more and more content. And the new content today that you both can take a peek at if your computers don't overload with the Skype info, but it's called the HARP Photo Gallery, the Secret Space Program, and Secret Technology Photo Gallery. And these photos were given to me by an individual who's worked in the secret space program in a company that was a private company, and they would develop the parts. They're made handmade. He explained to me that the metals used are either superconductive or non-conductive at all, and they tighten all the nuts and bolts by hand. It's all a handcrafted technology, and then these parts were sent to S4, S1, various government locations, and certain members of his teams were sent to these underground bases to assemble A and B, and then other parts of the team would assemble C and D, and then maybe one or two of their techs would be able to connect A, B, and C and D. So they kept them all compartmentalized. All these scientists knew what it was being used for, but the government's secretive. They don't want anyone else to have free energy.
Wait. Yeah. When you said it was handcrafted, how long did this this actual craft take to make?
There's many craft you will see in these technologies. We have linear accelerators. We have many different craft, the TR-38, the Aurora, the Yukon, wow, the S-1 Black Hawk, the SR-22. All of these Delta Wing craft, and some of the craft do not even have wings. They have magnetic hyperdrives, or there's different types of technologies in there. The scientist actually was excited about my site. You know, to be honest, he has a nerdy type of thing. He's a super good-hearted guy. And he was excited and said, I'm going to write some articles about this. I've been trying to get him to give me details on what the pictures are. In fact, I just now corrected. Originally, I had the wrong names for some of these ships, and he corrected me. One I thought was the Aurora is actually the Yukon. I just updated that before the show here.
Well, and cool. What does this guy have to do with as far as HAARP?
As far as HAARP goes, they develop some of the technologies. If you look at the HAARP photo gallery, and I kind of wander in my article there, but down at the bottom, you remember the quantum flux resonator that Cobra has produced? I sell that on my site.
Yeah.
And if you look at the bottom down there, in one of the portals, the government's been trying to create time-space gate portals. And part of this, I think now, is actually for some of these negative ET, the hostile forces, to escape, because they've been trying to use them as stargates to jump and stuff, but that's being shut down now. But you'll look in one of the bottom photos there.
It looks just like Stargate.
you'll see a little, it looks like a speaker, and it's actually a funnel vortex shape.
Wow.
That's being used to create a portal like the Philadelphia experiment. And
amazing.
That shape is connected to a technology, and in the secret technology gallery, you'll actually see part of that technology that is connected to that funnel below. It's kind of coming out there. And
looks like a toroidal type shape, like you would see around the Earth.
Yeah,
it's really interesting.
It's the beginning of a toroidal, exactly. That's the vortex shape that is uniform throughout creation. And there's some very exciting stuff in there. And what I want people to get from all of this is just to understand that this technology has been used for negativity. The ETs are working with us and giving us this healing technology. And that the government has had this for years, and that we've been had. And to understand that the government has free energy for many years, folks. And we really have to change this out and understand it. It's not a myth. It's time. And we can bring this forward. This is going to change a lot. This will disempower the cabal, and this will liberate the planet in a big way. We're very close, and we're working behind the scenes as long as we can and hard as we can to bring it out.
So, Rob, how do you see this connect with someone's daily life of actually being able to use free energy in their home? How is this going to be used to be converted into some sort of free energy technology for the planet?
There's probably about 20 or 50 different types of free energy. You can run your car on water. You can do this. There's spring motors. There's the way I think it's going to be happening, I think there's going to be a simple free energy device that's going to be about the size of a briefcase, maybe counter-rotating magnets. And I think this device can be manufactured very easily, very quickly, when the prosperity funds and the will of the money people or people in charge of money or anyone who's willing to bring forward this technology, we could crank these machines out for $350. You could disconnect your home and plug in a briefcase. That's the first step. Number two, you pull out your engine, you get extra trunk space in the front now, and you put in a briefcase, and you power your car. So very quickly, we get off fossil fuels. We can close down the nuclear power stations, and we can give electricity and heat and run engines for free. It's not going to cost anything. It's not going to pollute. We're going to stop the sound, the smell of fossil fuels, this dinosaur technology.
You know what? I gotta throw this in since you brought it up, the nuclear power. I was at the Awake and Aware conference over the weekend, and I ran into a scientist, and he was talking about a mutual friend of ours. And I said, where has he gone? I haven't seen him in, you know, eons. And he says, oh, he's up in Canada. You know, he's become a vegetable. And I said, what are you talking about? And he said, well, did you hear about the nuclear leak that came out of San Onofre? And I said, well, you know, as a matter of fact, I did, only because I did this huge paper on it, this huge article. And he said, well, he was on the street right around the corner from there. And Rob, there were like five people. Okay, Rob, what are you doing? Because I'm hearing like crunching in the background.
Sorry, that was paper. That was papers.
Rob, am I going to have to come over there and take a ruler on your knuckles?
If anyway. I make, more, if you would come, it would be worth it. I'm going to crunch your paper again. Ready? Come and spank me.
Anyway, no, this is a trip. Listen to the story, Julie. You cannot believe this. I mean, this is right around the corner from where I live. And he says, oh, yeah, you know, like five people on the street ended up getting either a stroke or severe cancer, and they're all dying. This just happened last year. The point to the whole story is we got to get rid of this nuclear power.
The ETs use a certain amount of nuclear power in a controlled implosion. It's very minor. And it's very safe, but we're not there yet. And it's definitely negative. It's been one of the major reasons they've been here. We all have been exposed to as much radiation as Nagasaki and Hiroshima,
yeah.
But it's taken place slowly over time. So that's one of the big things. All of this stuff can be cleared up with the ET technology very quickly as we move forward. With the disclosure and the first contact experience.
Yeah, I really do believe. I mean, I'm not worried that we can't get this turned around. It's just it's a matter of, like, how long is it going to take, you know?
And as I've said before, and Julie knows, no man knows the hour, no man, no angel, no ET. It will be decreed literally from on high, the higher dimensional forces that oversee the eons of evolution and are part of this cleaning up of this basic little anomaly of free will, which caused the galactic wars and the what we know as the Atlantis and all that stuff, the destruction and the quarantine of our planet. As people go through my site and listen to my different radio interviews, they can get that history, and we all know that. So, you know, we can do other things. If I could do a brief little commercial here on where I'm going to be, if people are interested.
Well, Rob, I think that you've done quite a few good brief little
commercials.
Go ahead, Rob. Rob, we love you. I just love giving you a hard time. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay, well, you can give me a hard time because I know you're going to be at the Cobra New Society Conference in Irvine.
Of course.
That's going to be May 24th through 26th. And if people look on my website before that, I'm actually going to be in Egypt I did have a little victory to the lad. I have enough people, and I'm going to Egypt again after the December 21st. I have a group. We're going to be in Egypt from May 9th through the 15th, and people are still invited to join and show up over there. All the little worries that they talk about are being pumped up on the news again, and as usual, it's most of the problem is in Tahrir Square. We're going to be in the sacred sites of the Giza Plateau and Saqqara, away from the hustle and bustle of the city. And then June 7th through 9th, I'm going to be doing the Stargate to the Cosmos and with Lorian Fenton.
You're doing it with Lorian? I didn't know that.
Yeah, and Sasha Lesson. We're doing Stargate to the Cosmos in Henderson, Nevada. StargateToTheCosmos.com. Hopefully the website will be up soon there. And then I'm doing my own conference in the Ascended Master Healing Room in my friend's place in Mount Shasta with Andrew Bartzis, a host from Revolution Radio.
Julie, we have to go.
Yeah, I want you guys to come up for that. Mm-hmm. That's we're going to be
Can we crash at your house?
I'm actually crashing in my van with my son. We'll be camped. We'll be camped in an undisclosed location near the Buddha hole.
Oh, my God.
And Castle Lake. We're going to do some great little activations on the hill as well as some in-house circles. And I'll be doing my Cosmic Heritage Spiritual Destinies light show. So that's my little blurb. Let's ask me any questions you want on laser healing products, wherever you want to go, current political situations, ET updates. I'm available.
Well, thank you, Rob. That's so nice of you. Okay, well, you know, first of all, what I wanted to ask you is you're living overseas. You've been there for quite some time now. What has it been, 3-4 months, right?
Yeah. I've actually, the mission's picked up, and I'm doing my thing, yeah.
Okay, so you've been over there for this period of time. What are you feeling? You know, what is your depiction of what they are perceiving is going on in the world right now? How do you see that being different than what's going on in the United States?
Well, here in Asia, like everywhere else on the ground in the streets, there's a lot less media here. The people here are not as tuned in. The cabal is working overtime. They have music videos for the youth. They've got these, boy and girl bands, and, you know, they're doing, you know, gangsters and shoot, you know, weird videos are coming out. But generally speaking, the average Thai isn't connected into the media. So, like, all over the world, the mass of the humanity is still asleep. You know, they're not feeling a crunch here. Their economy is actually pretty stable here. That's very simple. I can get a massage, and, you know, I'm a massage therapist, and I love massages. I can get a massage for $3 an hour.
Wow.
I don't have much money, but when I get a few dollars, actually, that's one of the reasons I'm here. I'm able to, on a shoestring budget, able to develop and spend time working. I'm working hand-in-hand with this I'm just going to call him – he's a member of one of the Dragon Societies in China, Spiritual Martial Arts-Based Society, that he's a scientist, and he's developing laser products. So I'm able to work with him on a daily basis. I'm adding some combining some technologies into our white laser project, which basically we're scanning shapes in programs on a regular basis. We're taking crop circles and we're converting them to shapes. We're taking all of the mandalas of the Indian, of the Buddhist. We're taking symbols of prosperity from the Chinese. We're taking Native American totem symbols. We're taking the Aztec and the Mayan calendar glyphs. We're taking sacred Buddhist protection symbols. We're taking different shapes from all of the world's ancient lineages of spirituality, and we're putting them into lasers. We're cycling them through rainbow colors. Then we're pulsing them at the Schumann frequency, at the Rife frequencies, and the love frequencies. On top of that, we're adding scalar waves. Then we're projecting these images and rotating them and combining them with vortexes. If you go to the white laser page, you'll get an idea. So now we have, there's a new technology which is very amazing, and you guys might be interested in this, especially you, Andrea, because of your wonderful homeopathy work. But basically, what it is you can take a crystal ball, and if you're using, and we have a, this laser can cycle through various colors and frequencies and even go into the UV, which we call the white laser. It's kind of invisible. But when the skin is exposed to a certain nanometer of light wavelength, and it is projected, the coherent light from a laser is projected through a crystal. If you open up the crystal, drill a hole in it, and put something in the middle of the crystal, that information, it's called, I thought it'd be called photoportation, but it's actually called photoporation, because it goes through the pores of the skin, and you actually will see genetic changes within the cellular structure within 48 hours.
Wow.
We have lots of articles on that, and I'm trying to get these up on the site. But
So what kind of changes would you expect to see?
Well, for instance, we could take a stem cell of a liver, put it in the crystal, and touch the crystal to the body with a UV laser for a period of time, and in 48 hours, you're going to get the stem cell genetic changes in the body without injecting a stem cell.
Wow, that's very cool.
Now, that particular therapy, because stem cells are very expensive, but we have a source in Switzerland of people.
Uh-oh. We lost Rob. Is anybody else there?
I'm here.
Okay, you're here. Technical difficulties.
Hey, Rob.
Rob, hello. Hey. Yeah.
Okay.
What should I do, Jules?
I say we find where he went. Well, he's got the connection in Thailand, so he might have to come back in.
Yeah, he's probably going to have to call back in.
Yeah. Or
Well, you know, he was talking to me about this technology before he even went to Thailand, and it was just fascinating because basically he's taking all the different types of, you know, everything from sacred geometry to quantum physics to the frequencies that are already established and creating the best of both worlds, you know?
I agree.
Very fascinating.
I've been going to his website. He's been talking, and it's quite extensive.
He's received a lot of. There he goes. Okay. Let's see if I can get him.
Okay, he's on.
Okay. I'm back.
No, we missed you.
Yeah, sorry about that.
That's okay. Not your fault.
Yeah. The Dark Lords have decided to stop the light.
Hey, so Rob, okay, first of all, slow down a little bit, because what I want you to do is, because you talked to me a lot about this technology when you were here, and I was just fascinated. So explain to me, first of all, the actual sacred shapes that you're using. You're almost like you're projecting those into the crystal, correct?
Yeah, we could project them into the crystal.
Okay.
And then we pulse them. Or we also have the feature that you can project them onto mirrors and walls and put them directly on the body.
Ideally,
we'll have multiple aspects, but we're projecting them into crystal balls. What you can do with this thing is when you're not actually – we have a fiber optic cable where you can put it on the body like you put it over a meridian or one of the great points that accesses the body. There's one of the major, what they call eight strange flows, which connects various of the meridian lines in the body, and where the Eastern barefoot doctor checks the pulses is on the wrist. So if you hold this over the wrist, you can purify the blood, you can lower the HDL, LDL levels, you can lower inflammation, you do a dark field blood test. There's so many different articles on this now. It's a very cutting-edge technology. So we're actually going to be combining sound in a feedback loop eventually. Our finances can't afford this now, but we're going to be creating the technology that will read the body's aura, and we will actually custom create the particular color frequencies that each person needs and combine it with the sound frequency, and you will be able to have a sound, light, and positive, or actually it's a negative radiation, like negative ion, from a cathode ray tube bath on your body. It'd be very cool. Are we still there?
Yeah, we are. So basically what that's doing also is putting the putting the person in perfect alignment and perfect balance, correct?
Well, the person is – I'll share something with you that, we've all known about. Since birth, I'll give you the breakdown on everyone has three etheric implants when you're born here. From birth, you can't see them. It's part of the agreement when you're born into the earth, because we're in a quarantine situation. If you go through the earth birth process, the earth archon grid, everyone is out of balance with their divine self because there is an off-kilter implant. So this, what we're doing with this is we're tending to disrupt the matrix programming, kind of like when we get a bad cell phone call. We're trying to disrupt the Archon matrix by creating a positive field. All of the good technologies, the orgone, the scalar wave, my pyramid systems, all of these good technologies do is bathe the body in harmonious energies. And the body will tend to be entrained in this level. So this is another tool. It doesn't necessarily bring the body into perfect balance. It provides a balanced field. The body will resonate to it, but you still have your etheric implants. You still have dietary. The most powerful influence is our thoughts. So
Correct. Yeah. Everyone
has to control their thoughts through meditation, concentration, awareness of what's happening. Being aware of the implants and the archons that are influencing us, the astral parasites, that's half the battle, Alexander. Most people... For them, this is a sci-fi movie that we're describing. So when they get upset and they escalate, when the Archons push their buttons, the next thing you know, they want to stab their girlfriend. Some people fall prey to that. The light workers can know that this is not originating within themselves. It's a program that's being pushed on their own personal auric psychic trauma from being born on the earth. We are responsible. I don't want to deny the responsibility of the individual, but there's definitely external influences disrupting the spiritual, physio, etheric, lower personality vehicle connection to the divine over self.
Well, not only that, Rob, but it's like, when did that responsibility take place, you know? I mean, how long ago were we responsible to jump into the rabbit hole, so to speak?
Well, it's part of the agreement, a contract. When you're born, it's part of being on Earth. You have no choice. You have to go through that. That's what the liberation of the planet is about, is this will be removed, and everything's going to change. It's going to be so much easier.
No, seriously, I mean, don't you think that maybe, just maybe, something went awry with the original agreement that was, you know, posed to us? Was we came here and we had, you know, we had, I don't know, however many incarnations, but we didn't really think it was going to take, you know, this extensive period of time?
Well, definitely there was a hostile takeover, and it's basically you have no choice. The contract was made without your free will, but you're basically, in order to incarnate, you have to go through that grid. And, yeah, a lot of the light workers that came here 16,000 years ago and said, we're going to liberate the planet. They got down here, got a couple incarnations, especially now with the high technology, and they're like, cancel. Can I come out now?
Well, you know,
Julie's breaking up.
Julie's like, no, I can't stand hearing this. But, I mean, that 19 was captured. Julie, can you hear me?
Barely.
Are you there, Julie?
Yeah, you're just a little scratchy. Go ahead.
Okay. So when I heard that interview, Rob, you know, and she referred to the recycling of the souls in the lower dimensional levels, and it really resonated. And I had read that and many, many other things about this. You know who writes about this a lot is Paul Twitchell, where, you know, we're just kind of recycled. You know, we're trapped. We can't get past a certain dimensional field. And that they just completely had hijacked that whole existence. So yeah, how do you feel about that? You know, I mean, to me, that doesn't sound like an agreement is my whole point now.
Well, right. As I said, it's a hostile takeover. So, yeah, but you know, it's like saying it's an agreement. You're being held hostage in the bank. The bank is the earth, and the archons have entire humanity at gunpoint. You have to make an agreement. You want to go to the bathroom? You have to make an agreement to take off your clothes and make sure that you know you're not doing anything before they let you go in. So you want to go to the bathroom, or you want to incarnate? You're in a hostage situation. You got to do what you want to do. You don't agree to it, but that's how I would give you a normal explanation of that.
That was a very interesting parallelism, bro.
I've never been in a bank home, but that's what I
would. I'm sorry, that was hysterical. Okay, anyway. Well, what is your feeling about, you know, the implants that are from the good guys?
Well, the good guys, they used to do, they have some implants, and they basically, those are etheric implants, and we can't really, you know, judge that. The good guys aren't really doing implants. They can monitor from the higher dimensions through the divine over-self protection, or they have an agreement with the soul, which is kind of beyond this etheric matrix. It goes down to the red and the blue pill. You know, those of us, once you wake up, a lot of people go, what the hell? It's life is suffering. You realize how crazy it is. Many people find it easier. And as I said here, in Thailand, they're very sweet people, very gentle, very simple, very humble, as many people are throughout the world. And they're completely unaware of what's going on, you know?
Yes.
They have a king and queen worship process here, but the king and queen here, the king has 47 patents. He was very intelligent. He's very benevolent to his people. He actually announced that they were trying to convert the country to hemp and get off of fossil fuels, and very shortly after, him and his wife have been in a hospital for a year and a half. To me, it seems as though they got hit, and now the hostile forces have taken over, and they're basically just vegetables in a hospital now. There's a lot of propaganda. They still play their picture, but the king and queen are both in the hospital, haven't been heard from or seen in over a year.
Well, look at Margaret Thatcher finally kicked the bucket.
Sorry if I don't mourn that.
I know. I heard the people in South America were like throwing parties, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, all souls need healing, and her influence was minimal at this point. Maybe she was, involved. But, you know, those things, the negative groups, they're done. I don't have any fear of them anymore, and I'm... you know, I don't want to focus on them. I'm kind of done with them. I just think that people need to empower themselves. We have the power to bring peace to the planet. Galactic Roundtable, your Galactic Connection, this radio show, your positive influences, you and Julie both, your healing, all of the technologies that we all share are steps forward. And the more people that step into this, the more the snowball rolls and we move forward and towards the event. So the bad guys have their things and we have ours. So we continue on without them and bless them and may they be healed quickly.
Well, so what is your perspective of the progress for the light on the planet right now as you see it? Especially coming, I really want you to give me a perspective of how you're seeing it through a Westerner's eyes living in Thailand.
Well, I'm a little out of touch with the, you know, America has the tremendous media and the fear vibe that's projected. It's one of the highest technological societies. So the HARP program and the electronic entrainment fence with the drones and the secret technology stuff is very intense there, so you feel it more. But I know, I've known for many years, the victory is already achieved. It just hasn't been filtered down to the physical plane.
True.
At some point here, and it can't be much longer, divine intervention is going to foment itself fiercely, quickly, and nonviolently in a magical series of events which will unleash the grip from the political situation on the earth. In the meantime, the bad guys are pretending like nothing happening. There are wars and rumors of wars. They paid Kim Jong-il, according to Fulford, $3 billion to rattle his saber, and they manipulated the stock market. Everyone knows there's no gold. The resistance has it. Everyone wonders where the gold is. Everyone can say it's here and there. No, the resistance has it underground, and it will be released for humanity when the prosperity funds come forth. That can't place to the event, and as we know, the event cannot take place until the invisible astral parasites, and this sounds like a fantasy for most people, but until they're removed from the astral plane that will allow the safe, peaceful transition of the planet, the event won't happen, and that's taking place slowly and surely, as Cobra has said. So I know the victory's here. I know that. That's why I've come forward so confidently since last year, is because there's so much misinformation. And I do have my minimal physical contact with the ETs, and I've been blessed with some wonderful teachers. And I want to share with people my confidence and my knowledge in knowing what's happening and is happened, that is divinely orchestrated, and that we are important, that life is sacred, and that we will bring peace to this planet.
I agree. And I was wondering, have you had any recent UF contact experiences?
We had a recent experience a couple days ago, actually. And
what was that?
I've been passed some information, which is, some of it was of a personal nature, which I'll just say it was very heartening and very positive for me. I do my little emotional tear up when I get a positive download like that. It gives me great confidence to go forward. But the information is that, like I just said, that it basically affirmed what I said, that the victory is done. It's just a matter of this going forward, and basically an affirmation of preparation to move forward and to help people to understand as we move forward, not to panic, because things are going to change. These people who are, you know, attached to the world as they believe it, and when all of these religious structures and break down, and, you know, even the well-intentioned priests, many who have had spiritual experiences around the world, who aren't part of the mind control matrix, who have just been manipulated into false beliefs, when the truth comes out, even these people will have tremendous psychological
stress,
cognitive dissonance. And so we have to, as the money system and the religious system and all these things will break down, it's gonna happen so quickly that most people are going to be in shock.
Right, right. And then they're going to really need some healing. That's where the light workers come in. We are truly going to be leading the way through this healing process, through the ascension process. I mean, it's brilliant if you look at it. If you step back and you look at how this is all going to be accomplished.
Yeah, Spirit's leading it. You are already assisting in the process. Spirit leads it. We're just here kind of holding the space to, it's like we're placed within the herd, and when the herd wakes up and they want to bolt and create havoc and stampede, we'll be going, no, shh, it's okay. It's all right. Everything's all right. It's okay. Just relax. No need to loot. No need to go into panic. Don't worry. There's water. There's food. You know, okay, you don't get to eat for a little bit or whatever the little stresses are. No rioting. Keep it calm. You know, the Galactics are going to reposition every satellite. It'll be taken off the control grid of the, you know, Bilderberger, whatever the whatever the name du jour of the cabal is that controls those seas, the NRO, the NSA, the Mossad, the Illuminati, the Jesuit faction, the P2 Nazi Lodge, whoever is manipulating the media in those military bases that control those and have the censor button, those will be released. So now all of the people like you and those things will be broadcast 24/7 what's really been going on. And there will... You know, there will be some human-based perceptions of this that, you know, we all have our different perspectives. I have to check my ego at the door. I'm saying things that I have faith and confidence in, but, you know, on my secret space technology program, I was sure that that there was the Aurora, and then the guy called me up and goes, you put the Aurora on like 12 pictures, Rob. It's called the Yukon. So...
Well, Rob, it's almost as bad as you calling me Andrea today.
I heard that.
You know what? I just want everybody to know that's listening to this radio show. Rob is like a brother to me. And he still can't get my name right.
Yeah, keep in mind it's 5 in the morning here in Thailand, and I woke up. I've been up really late. We're having the water festival here, which is the Thailand New Year, and they're gearing up. I went by the thing, and I heard that they get all these water soakers and balloons and hoses, and wherever you go in town, you're just going to get pelted with water. So everyone, the baggy sales, the Ziploc baggy sales have gone through the roof. Everyone's double and triple coating their cell phones because I went by the local mall. And I swear to God, they have these huge tanks. There's like giant tanks. They have like 10 tanks, 10 feet tall and 8 feet across, and they're filling them with water. And the entire – as you go into the mall, you have to take a shower. They've got stages. I don't know what – I've just heard the story that you're just driving down the street, and all of a sudden people even take a cup filled with water. You'll be driving, and someone will run out from the side of the street and pelt you with on your motorcycle with water.
Oh my God! This is a trip. So this is a national. Is this like a national every year kind of celebration thing?
Yeah, it's very strong, especially in the cities: Bangkok, Chiang Mai, Pattaya, Utaya. It's what they call It's a rite of reversal. People get to go crazy. But I'm looking forward to it. They say it's a beautiful time, and they have some wonderful stuff here, and the city's shutting down. So,
well, you know what, Rob? Let's get back to your healing technologies. Can you explain to the audience the distinct difference between the Orgon, the Scalar, and, you know, even that of the Crystal – and the vortex energy? What is the difference? What are each of these accomplishing?
Okay, the crystal, as Semyasi says, especially the quartz, is a perfect synthesis of spirit and matter in zero time. The crystals amplify thought forms and their resonators. There actually is a type of consciousness that is alive that we can't understand that will actually interact with the human field and amplify your consciousness. So you can use crystals, and they have various frequencies based on their color spectrum, which go through the various chakras and endocrine glands, which affect various organs. So the shamanistic view, it's actually has grounds in quantum physics and science. So that's crystals. Orgone is using dissimilar metals or organic and inorganic materials to create the same type of resonant field. Basically opens up an energy frequency that's uncomfortable for lower astral parasites in the Archon grid and disrupts the Archon grid. So when you put Orgone generators, and I know people that put them up around the government's broadcasting Archon grid stations, and within hours – big trucks come up and have removed them. They've actually placed them underground, and the white trucks come up and they can't find them. But they watch from a distance to see what happens. So there is a mind control matrix that's going out, and so these Orgone technologies actually disrupt the Archon grid. A scalar wave is a non-Hertzian waveform that has no limitation through time and space, and these are the pyramid systems. If you look on my site, the Promised Pyramid Systems, which I've actually been developing. I have a very cool pyramid. I'm very proud. I'm bringing in a 9-foot pyramid now for under $1,000, which is really high quality compared to the others over here. But that's a pyramid itself is a portal, a multidimensional portal, but because of its shape, it creates energy there. And when you accelerate the pyramid shape with a Tesla coil pulsed ion power supply, you create a scalar wave. And this is a non-Hertzian waveform that can transmit through the universe as a beacon to the ETs. They're very attracted to this type of energy. We've had reports through the years. You get these starbursts and these technologies that we've had that Semyasi gave us. And the ETs actually hover around these various things. We have pictures of them in Germany and in Aspen when we put up, it's called the Fire Star, the Mini Starburst, and you connect these up, and the ETs, the spaceships, actually resonate, and they go, oh, there's a little vortex portal of good light, what's that? And they come down, and they're pictures and witnesses in the newspapers in Marnau, Germany, and in Bell's Peak in Aspen, Colorado, major sightings of UFOs, as well as many people who have purchased these. So these are divine intervention technologies to help us understand the scalar wave, which is literally the secret in action. It's your thoughts amplified, creating a vortex, a portal of reality. So that's how divine intervention is really taking place, is a technology of utilizing prayer on the sacred grid points, connecting through the mineral kingdom, and using these technologies to create a higher vibrational state. And we are the interface. We are the program. And through our good thoughts, meditation, prayer, and high vibration, we can transmit this to the earth and our fellow men in a more powerful way.
Isn't that awesome? So, like, if someone was to be interested in purchasing healing technologies of this sort, why would they come to you? Why would they choose your particular new creations that you have right now?
Well, I would certainly say our white laser project is the most cutting edge. The photoporation technology. No one is doing what we're doing. We're doing mirror imaging. We scan the crystal ball. We put that in, and then we quadrify it. Then we rotate the shapes that I've talked about in vortexes. We have colors. We have so many things. No one can touch that right now. I promise you that. As far as laser light healing, no one's coming close to where we're at. We're adding scalar wave and frequencies. And people have to choose what they want to choose. The financial situation with the light work is very difficult.
Right.
Some of these technologies are just expensive. I mean, I can't get around. You know, you can look at the systems that I want to build. I mean, I could drop $100,000 in crystals alone, and I don't set the price of crystals. That's cost at gem shows. So,
right.
You know, you want to utilize a laser. We have one of my favorite tools I don't have up there, but you get a tachyonized crystal ball, and then you buy a laser. We have red, blue, bleed lasers. Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm listening. So, we're here.
So you get a red, blue, green laser. We have, like, kits. You get three lasers included. And you could shoot that into a tachyonized crystal ball. Now you hold the ball, you shoot the laser on the ground, you get in a pillow and you hold the ball in your hand and you meditate. So now you're creating a quantum field with dark matter potential. It's like a mini pyramid system for a very reasonable price.
That's cool.
You either pick out a crystal ball, or we buy one here for you in Bangkok. We tachyonize it. You can put that's a simple system, extremely powerful, and those don't run very high. I mean, you can get in and out of those for under $600, and that's a 400 milliwatt blue laser or whatever you want. So
are you shipping from the U.S. or are you shipping from Thailand?
Well, of course, the laser products are made from China. My guy he's lived in China. He has very close ties to laser companies. He's been developing these products on his own. He designs programs for lasers. So they basically, the system that we're selling on the laser, including all our stuff, is like what a normal person would pay for the laser without the program. So he's very tight with a couple laser companies, let's put it that way. So we ship directly from China. We don't even touch that. But, you know, I don't know. I want to talk about price and money stuff. It's all.
Well, Rob, I tell you what.
It's for healing, but promiserevealed.com is where people can go.
Okay.
And look at the websites, and there'll be new stuff there. So.
Okay. Yeah, because we have about 2 minutes left, and I just wanted to tie this up. Wanted to make sure that we've covered everything. If you guys have any questions, you can always go to his site at thepromiserevealed.com. He does have quite a few events coming up. Please make sure that you consider coming to the Laguna event with Rob and Cobra and me and the GRT. We're all going to be hanging out. And that's on May 24th through the 26th. And so he also has the Stargate to the Cosmos, and that's on May 22nd and 23rd, right?
No, that's
oh, that's June
7th through 9th in Vegas, and then we're doing June 22nd, 23rd in Mount Shasta.
Ah,
I don't have
that
link up on my site yet, but it will be up shortly. It's at the Vortex, so that's going to be a simple gray one. That's going to be more heart circle on the ground. Not so techno-oriented more. That's going to be more. We're talking about the Vortex Telos. We're going to go to some sacred sites there. It's going to be an experiential thing. We have some great healers coming up. So,
okay. Well, you know, next time we have you on, Rob, we'll get into a little more about your UFO experience and a little bit more about the UFOs themselves. But
yeah,
I think that'll be a good show.
Victory to the light, my love to Steve, the rest of the GRT, and, of course, Don for holding the light here on the station. I'd like people to support the station through donations because they do great work and for many years, and they're bringing the truth out.
Hey,
and,
give some donations to galacticconnection.com, please.
Yeah.
I'm doing this all out of my own pocket, folks. That's for sure.
All right. Well, God bless you all. Thank you. And people, remember to stay positive and keep the love flowing.
Yeah. No, thank you so much, Rob, for getting
up
so early to get on this show. We appreciate it. I love you. And I will talk to you soon. I have some things to talk to you about.
All right. Bye, Julie. Thanks. Call me back when you're ready.
I will.
Okay, bye. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye, Rob.
Bye.
Bye.